flesh, bones, and blood of the earth. There's a fire and water within me, and the air that I breathe of the world. And I know deep within me I live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. I live on and on, but I don't yet know where the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. There's a wind and it blows and it thunders, and the rains come and go on the plains. Once I saw you there standing before me, and now I am here all alone. And I know deep within me you live on and on, like the waters of life and the salt in the sea. You live on and on, but I don't yet know where, when the waters of life and the salt of the sea, they dissolve. When I die while you're alive, where am I? When I die while you're alive, where am I? Chidevadi hastu, chidevalokash, chidevabhutani, chidendriyani, karta chidanta karanam chideva, chideva sarvam.
Om Shanti. An enlightened saint, Sri Ramakrishna, woke up one morning from his sleep. And he went near his own picture. There was a portrait hung on the wall where he was standing in that picture in the state of intoxication. And Ramakrishna went and kissed that picture, his own picture. And the devotees who were present there asked him, "Master, why you did this? Why you are kissing your own picture?" And the master said, "I am paying respect to the state of enlightenment. I am not kissing myself. I am offering my respect to this state of enlightenment." Do we really love the state of enlightenment? Do we really want the highest state of consciousness? Or we are happy, satisfied with what we have, a state of spiritual complacency. You need to fall in love with the enlightenment. We need to fall in love with that highest state of consciousness. You crave it, you desire it, covet it so intensely that the enlightened state will come to you. The love will pull that state to you. when you are head over heels in love with that state. When you are passionate. When that state of enlightenment has become your obsession. Obsession is the state where a thing completely captures your mind. And that state is here and now. You don't have to bring it from anything, anywhere. The real path is very easy. They say that the shortest distance between two points is love. And the longest distance between two points is knowledge. The path of knowledge is at times difficult, but the path of love is short. The path is narrow, Bible says. Only you can pass, not the two. The path is narrow. So in today's Murli, Baba has said, the bestower is one. The giver, the donor is one. And he is so magnanimous. He just gives. He loves giving. He rejoices in the act of giving. He is the great donor. His heart doesn't know miserliness. And the time is same for all. And the treasures are open for all. There is no watchman. And you can take as much as possible. There is no restriction. There is no effort. There is no expenditure. And yet, everyone is number wise. And yet, few are fortunate, very fortunate. Million times fortunate, multi-million times fortunate. The division always exists. You take, everything is open. And I have even given you the keys. In the outside world, if there is some problem, if there is a bad omen, they try so much. They go to those people with who are not full. To those people who are lacking in themselves. They spend so much. They try so much. And yet what they get is temporary attainment. While here is the Father who is giving you everything. And yet, why don't you take? And the key is very simple. And the methodology is very simple. And what is the key? Just the one word, Baba. But then, there are three problems. The first problem, rather than turning it towards the right, you turn it towards left. This is the first problem. Second, You apply only one key, whilst you should be applying double keys. And the third, your key gets broken. So I have given equal treasures to everyone. So take whatever you want. The treasure is in front of you. Unlocked. You can take whatever you want. There is no restriction. But only in this time. And this time itself has got blessing. You can think of those events of your life where drama proved as blessing to you. So this is the first task from today's Murli. Those events, those memories, those times where you felt that drama was blessing in disguise. Earlier you resisted. You felt this is wrong, this is bad. But later on, you understood the hidden magic. You understood the mystery behind that weird and preposterous happening. So what is the right and left turn? Left keys. When you think about yourself, Swachintan, that is the right turn key. When you think about the weaknesses of others, that is left turn key. When you think of transforming yourself, that time it is a right turn key. But when you think of taking a revenge, that is left turn key. Right turn, left turn, right turn, left turn. When do we take right key and when do we turn the key left? You can churn on this topic throughout the day. There was a priest and he was very saintly, devout, extremely religious. And he used to give lectures. He was a preacher. But every time he would go through the market, he would see in a clothes store there was a beautiful coat and he wanted that coat. But that coat was too flashy, too colorful. And how can he wear? He is a monk. He is a saint. He is a preacher. He is a priest. But he always wanted to wear that coat. But that coat, as I said, was too flamboyant. Too much modern. Not suited for a religious purpose man. But he wanted it. Every time he would see that coat, he will stop there. But it was too blasphemous. How can a religious man wear such a modern cloth, coat made for a young, made for the youths of the modern world? But he always wanted. One day he thought, let me forget everything. I want to wear it. Enough is enough. He went inside and purchased that coat and started and wore that coat. And he felt so happy. And he was walking with that new coat, sporting that new attire. And suddenly, a bolt from the blue, a lightning came and struck him, and he fell dead, and he was gone. He reached God and said, God, what is this? You killed me. I served your church my whole life. I did not miss a single sermon. I did so much spiritual welfare and you just killed me in a jiffy. What in this? And the Lord said, oh, we just couldn't recognize you. It was you. It was by mistake. We fall. We turn the key to the left. It is the sum. It is the result of some emptiness which is within us that makes us to go, to break the rule, to fulfill the internal, insatiable, sensual desires. And we know their nature. They are by nature unquenchable. The thirst deepens. The more you drink of the sensual wine, the more you get intoxicated with worldliness. The more you drink the spiritual wine, the more you get intoxicated with spiritual inebriation. So that is the first problem. Right key and left key. The second is single key in the bank. There are two keys. One is with you and another is with the banker. So you need to have both keys. You and Baba, both together. Remembrance of both. You cannot say that I can do everything on my own and I am independent and I don't want anybody. And I am... So that's the danger of becoming overconfident. Overconfidence is danger. Confidence, overconfidence, and lack of confidence. That is called diffidence. So diffidence and overconfidence, both are dangerous. There is one state where you are not confident about yourself. You feel you can't do anything. You are worthless. The state of inferiority complex. And on the other side, you become so confident that you start belittling others. You don't pay heed to even your own maker. So that is the double keys are needed. And the third is the broken key, Khandit. Baba said, there are children who say that we don't have to do anything with this Brahma. We are directly connected with God. So there are three problems. First, what is your name? Do you call yourself Shivavanshi or you call yourself Brahma Kumar? Who has adopted you? And the third, in the golden age, I am not going to come with you. I'll be sitting up there. This Brahma will accompany you. So because of this triple reasons, Brahma is needed. Otherwise the key gets broken. So the key is one word, Baba. The methodology is one word, Baba. So you can write few points of churning. Right key and left key. Single key or double key. The word Baba is key. So when you use the word Baba, you can just churn on this one single word, Baba. What are the experiences attached with this word? What are the emotions attached with this one word? What are the memories attached with this one word? What are the expectations attached with this one word? Internalize it. Understand it. It's not the word alone, but the word is carrying spiritual highest vibes. So Baba said, that is the key, the single key for all your fortune. So, points for churning. You can create the scale where you stand. Though he is giving you everything. Why? I am not taking. You can create an affirmation. I am fortunate. I am very fortunate. I am extremely fortunate. This affirmation, keep drilling so that complaining nature will go away. Otherwise, we keep on complaining all the time and fall in love with your own enlightened stage, your own complete stage. The complete stage where you are filled with this one word. Your entire being becomes like him. Om Shanti.